Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Moscow, Russia, and Beijing, China. Russia and China have expanded their economic and strategic cooperation against America. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
And what about China? Looks like a growing relationship with Russia. What's going on there?
It's been building for a couple of years now. Most recently, you see that the Chinese have helped the Russians build a new Siberian gas delivery system so they can sell natural gas to China. Why is this important? Because the United States is trying to limit Russia's gas deliveries to Europe as part of the sanctions on Russia. Russia and China have expanded pretty dramatically their economic and strategic cooperation over the past couple of years. Putin has stated openly that he will not stand in the way of China's growing world power, of China's thirst to be the hegemon of the world. And in exchange, the Chinese have been supportive of Russia. So you have these two major powers who, remember, they were both communists for many, many decades. They have been rivals. They have been allies. Now it seems they are once again allies against the United States. This is an alliance which is directed against the United States. Both leaders acknowledge it. We have a president in the United States who understands it as well. The president has understood the goal of Chinese Communist Party and of their leadership, which is to replace America as the world's dominant power.
Ken Timmerman explaining how Russia and China have been expanding their economic and strategic cooperation against America. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. In Ken's report, he gave us details on three nations that are key players in our world today: Russia, China, and America. Two of these nations are mentioned in Bible prophecy. America, however, is not ever spoken of in the pages of the prophetic passages of God's Word. Russia and China are both prominent players in prophecy. Ezekiel 38:2 speaks of Russia, referred to in the passage as Magog, and in Revelation chapter 16 and verse 12, the king of the east is referring to China. The Ezekiel passage where Russia is key happens at the beginning of the tribulation period, that 7-year period of time. The tribulation concludes with the kings of the east, that's China, as the leading actor on the stage at the end of that time of Jacob's trouble. These two powers are front and center today, in fact, ready to fulfill God's prophetic plan. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...